At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. David says, a 23-year-old truck. You have hot tub money. Get a newer one, easy. Nah, I love that truck. In fact, I want to bring it back because the rocker panels at the bottom are all rusted out. You know, it's old Chevy truck, Silverado. I wanna restore it. I mean, I can't restore it, but my friends over at the fucking guy who kills the lions in Africa and zebras and orangutans and silverback gorillas. What's his name? Ryan Selvius over at Metalworks Body Shop. He's gonna fix it for me. Makes me sick though. I go over there, dude. What the fuck? Did you shoot a silverback gorilla? Yeah, it was great. I don't even know if that's legal. He goes, who gives a shit? I love MAGA. Fucking dumbass. Man Bun says, it's all right. You'll do fine. We have a PA guy for our soccer games. He doesn't even know anything about soccer, and it still works. I know a little bit about soccer. I know that I watched last time I was at Fear Bunker North. It was on TV. The Women's Euro Final. I saw England come back from a 1-0 deficit in the second half, and they beat Spain? The Spain women, or was it the Portuguese women? I think it was Spain. I watched that fucking game. I was like, hey, I know what's going on there. All right. Chris says, besides, that truck is the embellisher. Dad's truck. Gotta hold on to it. Okay, yeah, your old pal EZ needs to use the boys' room. But so far, you've been an outstanding audience. I really love the chat on this show. Let me just tell you something. If you're an audience member and you're silent, don't be silent. Subscribe, follow, and chat. You're allowed to do that. Some of you, I don't know who you are. Steve from Yellowstone, I see you. He's pretty new. Roscoe Higgins, what's up? Rob T, I think I've seen you before. I don't know. KTM Kingpin, hello. Joe Martinez is here. DRP 7255 is quiet. One of you, I know, is a sock account, but I can't really get into it. I just keep it quiet. So I don't know who you are. So I am oftentimes suspicious of that. It was an ugly scenario, but long story. I don't want to get into it. But anyway, Badger says, what is a sock account? A sock account is a piece of terminology that you say for someone who has a fake account. Like if I was on Reddit and I wanted to say something and not be me, I use my sock account. I don't have a sock account. I take it back. I have one sock account, but I don't use it at all. I'm not above sock account, but I haven't used a sock account in forever. Bob also says known as a burner account. I don't know what it means by sock account. I just heard Carl say it. David says, why not just say fake account? Exactly. You're right. That's a great idea. I could do that. Molly says, I lurk only because I work. How much do you know of me? I know enough. I know you're just an angel. Thank you. J. Joe Martinez gives me the the finger for some reason. I don't know what the fuck his problem is. All right. It's potty break time on this edition of the Eric Sancho Podcast. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Enjoy the dog. All right. I see as I return that there's still a little bit more fat talk. Amanda says, I'm here. I've got some homework to do, LOL. Nick, black belt Nick, says, it's hard. I'm 5 years out from surgery and still learning. Don't think of it as losing 200 pounds. Think of it as losing 1 pound a week. Amanda says, yep. Nick says, you'll figure it out. Badger says, you're going to have a comeback, Amanda. All right, so there's a lot of support there. But it's all based on, you just got to decide, man. You know, you got to like, hey, it's either, what is that thing that Yoda says? I don't remember it. There is no try, just do. Or some shit like that. I can't do a Yoda, and plus it hurts my throat. Either you're going to do it or you're not going to do it. Do or do not. There is no try. That's it. By the way, I saw that hanging on the wall, that saying, over at Dr. Penny Avery's house in the basement. Her husband is this dude, Todd, who I actually did a podcast with Todd. We watched the finale of Game of Thrones here, and then we did a show about it here. And so this is many, many years ago. And he's a theater guy. He's retired now. He's a teacher. He was he would teach the kids theater stuff. All the theater dorks were his students. Well, I had to go downstairs and see something in his basement, and his collection of, he's a big collector of Lord of the Rings toys. And I don't think they refer to them as toys. What are they called? Dolls? He's a doll collector. That isn't right either. It's collectibles. And they're all like in the package. And it's the house. He's even like, if you're in the basement, you know how like you have rafters on the ceiling? They're tacked to the rafters, all of them. They're like on display. Figurines, I'm seeing. His collection is probably the greatest thing I have ever seen. And he's on Twitch. And what he does on Twitch is this. He's got a camera on him. And he's holding a Dungeons and Dragons figurine. You know how you play that game and you can use a little... You know what I'm talking about, right? He's got like an elf. And he paints it. And he's got a second camera on him painting the elf. And that's what he does on there. He just chit-chats and paints elves on Twitch. And he miniatures, Nick, Black Belt Nick says. And he probably gets 5 times the audience of me. Jeremy says, a male teacher with Lord of the Rings shit. Who is married to a woman? What? Yoda World says some of those are worth money. Oh, the collection is outstanding. It is probably the greatest collection I have ever seen of anything that's ever been collected. And probably the most amazing displaying ability of it. And you don't want to screw with those people because they'll slaughter you. You know, you don't say anything negative. Chris K says, I used to paint a lot of miniatures, still have a bunch. Yeah. I am learning that most people in the world have something like this. Rebecca says, careful, Legos. You put together Legos, referring to Jeremy. Yeah, Jeremy does Legos. I think Rebecca does too. So we have a lot of adults that do these things that are considered childlike. I do not. Like, I don't collect comics anymore. But these are all things that people like do in their free time. It could be gaming, something that at a period of time was looked at as just something that a child would do. Like in 1971, adults did not do anything that could be considered, childlike at one point. They didn't do anything. They didn't have anything to do. In 1971, you would beat your wife or smoke or drink. That's it. And all those things were acceptable. Sometimes if you're doing it while driving, that's even better. So you could be driving and punching your wife in the face. And then other motorists see you and they're like, oh, cool. And then they start punching their wives. If you're fortunate, you can turn over and punch children. I don't know if you've ever been punched by your parents, by your dad driving. Thank you, Megan. I'll get to that in just a second, my dear. I appreciate you. But, you would leave to go to someplace 15 miles away. Your mom gets out of the car and her nose is busted. And the dad's got a cigarette. He's got a heater in his mouth. And people are like, oh, okay. Pass the time by beating your wife, smoking, and drinking. Donut Dance is 1971. People work too damn hard to have time for the enjoyable things we do today. Yeah, in 1971, like my dad, he put in like 140 hours a week selling insurance. So like in 1971, my dad probably brought home like 300 large, which is like millions of dollars in today's money. And I've got pictures of him with a heater at his desk wearing like a plaid suit and selling like Jordan Belfort selling the pink sheets in Wolf of Wall Street. Motherfucker could sell anything. Smoke his ass off, drink, beat up mom, and then have a heart attack at like 38. It's true. That's true. He actually did. He had a grabber. So nowadays, the average American works like 34 hours, and then they say that's too much work, and then they collect shit, and they do kid stuff. Like you guys do, you have, Legos, figurines, other stupid shit, collect comics. I don't do any of that. I spend all my time working. I am a throwback. I don't beat my wife, though, because she would kick my ass. I don't drink. You might get the occasional heater crossing my lips. Don't forget about Pokemon. Yes. People love the Pokemon. Black Belt Nick says Gen X and later said, fuck that. We want our hobbies. And you're going to live longer because of it. You're going to be poor, but who cares? Megan points out someone at KTM Kingpin apparently said something nice. I can't even find it now. What's up, EZ? Made the switch from FBHW VIP to watching and listening to you. Couldn't do FBHW, especially after checking back and with your show. I'm on the Patreon also. Keep it up. Can you send me an email, please? I appreciate that. Eric@ericzaneshow.com. I would love to hear your story. Thank you for being here. I'll keep my eye out. Hey, this is me. Thank you. I like to know. I like to have conversations with people. And don't forget, email is Eric@ericzaneshow.com on the Shoreliner Striping inbox. I would appreciate that. Who are you on Patreon, too? Let me know that in the email. And I thanks. That's very kind. KTM Kingpin apparently rides a motorcycle. And Chris asks, do you ride? If so, what do you ride? What would lead you to that? KTM Kingpin, what does that mean? Does that mean he's into motorcycles? David says you spent all your money on the fraud bus. So you don't have a hobby. That's true. That's absolutely true. And you know what? I'm starting to come to grips. I'm about to make another payment right now of $1,250 for this month's payment on the fraud bus. That is now the second payment I will have made since it's been for sale. And I have had almost no interest from anyone wanting to buy it. And as the summer wears on, it's the odds are less and less that it will be sold this year. So I've come to grips with the fact that I'm taking a huge loss on this thing. Let's do some of the math here just so that you can all feel better about the financial scenario that you are in, whatever it may be. Because I guarantee you, because of this, this is going to make you feel better. Like, you might have bounced a check recently, or maybe you got a medical bill coming or child support due. Let's go over the groundwork on this. Vehicle cost $187,000. I put $35,000 down on the vehicle. All right? That's gone. So that means I'm in for $35,000, not getting that back. I owe about $147,000. Right now, it's for sale for $124,500. Why so low, you ask? I don't know. I have a professional who's selling it. He goes, easy, this is a good price. I'm looking at comps. It's like having a realtor sell your home. I'm looking at comparable homes in your neighborhood for this year, make for the year, make, and model with this many miles. This is a good price. I said, okay, Dylan, do it. So then I wrap my mind. Nakua says, how much does he get for selling it? 6%. So let's add, let's say it sells today for $124,500. I give him a check for $7,470. Add that to the $35,000 that I paid when I started this debacle. Now we got to do the math problem of $147,000 minus $124,500, which is what I sell the vehicle for, the unit for. Hey, we're upside down. Let's throw another log on that fire of $22,500. That's if it sells today. Now we add up those two ridiculous numbers, $22,500 plus $7,470 plus $35,000. Net loss, $64,970. Oh. This is a timeshare level of fuck up. That's what this is. I took 10 trips with that thing. That works out to $6,497 a trip. Some of them, it was a two-hour trip. That is not counting the cost of the gasoline. That is not counting the cost of insurance. Matt says, put that $64,970 on Pooh Bear's student loan. Poor doesn't have any student loans. No one in my family has a student loan, by the way. Not a one yet. Madison's going to graduate school. She says, Dad, you don't have to pay for it anymore. I go, okay, how much does it cost per semester? I go, first of all, what school you want to go to? She goes, oh, it's called the University of Michigan. I go, Madison, master's degree work at that school. She goes, oh, I know. It's $21,000 a semester, which actually is cheaper than what it was at Hope College.
Oh, my God.
Brangelo says, can you check out your interest rate? If your credit is good, you could consolidate it. I don't know, whatever. Donut dances, damn, brother, can we start a GoFundMe for you? No, just subscribe to Patreon. That'll be wonderful. You get something out of it. Mallory said she loved the Madison segment yesterday. Madison crept in here for about 3 minutes. And now, could we be tapping into a new audience? Basically what I was thinking is I would just run questions by her. It doesn't necessarily have to. This might go the way if I, this would be fun. Easy and Madison podcast. Now, some of you are like, Easy, you can't even do the Easy and Pooh Bear podcast. This is true. This is very true. But it's fun to talk about. And I think that if we ever decided to do these things, it would be a hit. But you got to understand, I have many, many irons in the fire, ladies and gentlemen. And once you add stuff to the roster, you can't take it away. So I have to be very particular about what I add. I have to be bullish about my time. I'm already adding new things recently. I'm adding the teaching class, the broadcast podcast class. I'm adding that to the consumption of time. I'm also adding the book club show. Takes up time. So I have to be very, very strict about what I allot for time. Branjo says it would be a rotating group of show members, just whoever is available. A weekly segment like Dear Meathead, Dear Madison. David says that is a great idea. Ladies and gentlemen, you know that the lifeblood of this show is your ideas in the chat and emails that come in. Any good idea we've ever had has come this way. And that's another great one. That's outstanding. All right. There was another thing I wanted to read. How does David says we are still waiting for the Pooh Bear podcast. That's a good point. Why don't we reach out to Pooh Bear, because somebody actually has a question for Pooh Bear. How does she feel about the Pooh Bear podcast? I also see I got a phone call from Saul. I should call him back. He called at 10:37 today.
Hi, Eric.
He's fumbling for the phone. Miss him. It's too bad. If he calls back, I'll bring him in with Pooh Bear.
I'm excited about the pinball orgy.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on? What are you doing right now?
Resting.
The return to school is on the horizon. You realize that, don't you?
I do. So I'm taking advantage of every second.
This is an I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I already got meetings next week, so time is winding down.
There is a request for the Pooh Bear podcast.
Oh, dear.
So if the audience has any questions for the Pooh Bear podcast, this is an impromptu edition of the Pooh Bear podcast. These folks say they get mad at me because I commit to doing something like the Pooh Bear podcast, and then it just doesn't happen.
Well, yeah. Got to follow through on those things.
Question number one.
If I get one honk question or one Hot Wings truck question, I'm hanging up.
Well, I'm not going to lie to you. There was a question.
Okay, well, I'm not answering it again.
Bob has a question. He writes, can we get the forbidden story?
No.
Okay, you have answered that question. What are your thoughts on the fraud bus is another question.
Oh, God.
By the way, the math is more than $60,000 in loss.
Yeah, I don't even like to talk about it. It's ridiculous. Surprised that it hasn't sold yet, but not surprised.
Yeah, of course. We might be stuck with that thing forever.
I hope not. That'd be awful.
Badger says, you sound sad. Some folks are wondering about your health. How are you with the, like last night or yesterday was bad for you. You got that cataract surgery and you were out of it.
I was. I don't know what the hell happened. The first time it wasn't bad at all. I could see everything. I mean, I could remember everything. I wasn't that tired. I wasn't that messed up. But this time, I don't know, maybe they gave me a little extra
right
juice because all of a sudden I did not remember a thing.
Yeah, and then you asked me, Eric, what eye is open or is my eye closed? I'm sitting next to you in the car. Hey, Eric, is my eye closed? I'm like, that's pretty easy to determine that.
Well, I don't know why I asked that.
Nate's question is, what is your favorite way to punish Eric?
Well, he hates to lose Pooh Bear points, so.
Yeah, I would say that's a big one.
Yeah. So I think that's probably it.
What is a easy way for me to lose Pooh Bear points?
Be a cock. Yeah.
Man Bun Chris says, why does she deny the horn saga so much?
Oh, my God. I don't understand this whole bullshit thing.
I think they're suggesting that it sounded like it was coming from inside of the vehicle.
Okay, well, it can sound like it all at once, but it did. I did not honk. I mean, why the hell would I keep denying it?
There's also
a horn. Who cares? It's not like I robbed a bank.
Someone says, which hand? Actually, Nakua Matata says, which hand do you like to use when honking the horn?
Next question.
Did you honk the horn? This is another question.
Oh, my God.
Did you honk the horn when you hit Hot Wings' truck?
Oh, my God. Cock one and cock two.
All right.
Whoever those people are.
That is going to conclude this episode of the Pooh Bear Podcast.
Oh, already?
Okay. Badger says, does Eric's crank work like it did in 1999?
No. But we're old.
Well, I'm affected by medicine.
Yeah. This is true.
I mean, I can't help it. I have a prostate issue. I'm just happy I don't have cancer.
That is true. I'm happy about that, too.
All right. Maureen says, you cockheads, don't piss her off or this will be the only episode.
This is true. No, I didn't honk the fucking horn. No, I did not hit Hot Wings' truck. All of you screw off. And that is that. What do you think of that?
Megan says, this is why Diana likes you and I to Maureen. This is why Diana likes you and I, because she gets you.
Yeah,
she
exactly.
Gets you. Joe Martinez checks in.
Oh, boy.
He says, I'm older than Eric, and mine works fine.
Well?
Joe Martinez might be wanting to satisfy you.
Oh, my God. Okay, I gotta go now.
All right. Well, that concludes the show.
Okay, well, let's do it again.
All right, there you go.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Megan, with a great question about my penis, says, isn't it the balls and not so much the crank? Well, it's like I just don't have that extra gear anymore. The medicine affects libido. So I'm just kind of like, it's like dating a guy who's bad at sex. That I'm no longer any good at sex. That's what it boils down to. She says that's Lexapro. No, it's a different medicine. Maybe that might have something to do with it, but then that would mean two medicines. David says the yogurt cannon has no yogurt. I have yogurt. It just won't launch it. So it needs a little bit more oomph. It's like I need a pacemaker for my crank. Megan says you could just do it in your hand and fling it. It doesn't fly out of there. No matter what I do, it doesn't matter if it's a hand doing it or what. It's just less intense orgasms. That's what's happening. It's about the intensity. If the intensity is high, like let's just say there's a guy have a good day, you might get a little goo, but most days it does not. Okay? So Rebecca says they make implants for that. No, the stiffness is not an issue.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Let's make sure we're all on the same page here. Stiffness is okay. But yeah, there's no dick lard flying out when the big moment happens. And the big moment is kind of like what was back in the day is more like now. Does that make sense? I know that's all very descriptive, but that's funny. Megan says the term dick lard really got her mother. Megan's mother, Jamie, is hearing me discuss my man problems. Do you have me right now on that big screen inside of the facility? So that it's, and if there's a customer, pardon the pun there, Freudian slip. If a customer comes in, you would then mute it? Or am I like on a laptop or a computer? Okay, I'm on the computer and it's blasting out and mom heard me mention dick lard. Rebecca says we have no secrets in this family. Well, you don't, I don't, at least for me, you guys can leave something to the imagination. I don't try to ask too much because I want you to have that advantage. You know, I don't ever want anybody to feel pressure to say something that they don't want to do because I'm always going to say the most ridiculous thing ever. That's what people signed up for. That's what I'm here for. You know? Okay. I haven't even gotten to what I was going to get to, and that is the Segment 18 fiasco. Just a little bit of background. That's a Facebook group. It's a fan page for my old show. It's more than 20,000 people on there. Now, there have been times when I've actually posted on it, looking for trouble. More often than not, I do not post on there. I wait till someone else in that 20,000 people audience posts about me. And they're never nice. They always say something horrible. Not everybody hates me on there, but most of the people on there hate me. And they'll say something mean, and then I'll weigh in. And I'm like, and I've said many times, I was like, I don't know why. I mean, if you hate me so much, this is ridiculous of you to do this. It's so stupid, because the last thing you'd want is for people to check me out. I mean, anytime I'm top of mind over there, you just might get someone who says, ah, what's this all about? And then listens, and then I might make them an audience member. Which, that's great for me. That is always great for me. So that happened again. Aaron Adamchik. Adamchik? Aaron Adamchik. He took my YouTube version of one of my shows, the July 9th show, and wrote, Zane claims to be a Catholic and then posts shit like this. He is such a piece of shit for going after Freebeer's kids. It's quite sickening. Now, I didn't ask what happened with the kids. I don't recall. As you know, I don't remember much of anything that I say on a given show. If you were to ask me about what I said today, I don't fucking know. That's why I have to often ask, hey, who's the idiot or the asshole of the day? I don't, what the fuck do we talk about today? I don't recall saying anything bad about the kids. I did say a crack about his oldest kid. And I think the crack was future school. I said he looks like a future school shooter, which is a great crack. And this is the same kid that Greg described as a weird kid on one of their Segment 17 shows back in the day. He goes, yeah, he's weird. Can you imagine if your father called you weird? Well, anyway. Freebeer's kids, it's quite sickening. I used to give him the benefit of the doubt, but this video is the last straw. Disgusting, and fuck him. 122 views in a month. Huh, Zane? Impressive, you fucking piece of shit loser. So this guy is pissed. So then I'm like, all right, what do I do here? Do I ignore this? No, I can't ignore this. I need to further the conversation, because if I can further the conversation, that helps me. It's all about getting butts in the seats. Now, some of these folks are regular audience members of mine who are probably here right now. Logan here is in Maine. I know Logan. He said, how dare him? Dustin said, I left him a fitting comment. It's really trashy what he says about the wife and children. Jay posts a pic from me during the Mr. 10 contest. A little grainy. I wish that was a better pic. I wrote, oh, hell yes, totally ripped. Alan is here, a very active member of this chat. He says, easy is a man of God. Don't worry, it's cool. I'm sure he's just joking. This person says, I assure you, Aaron, the guy who made the post, says, Aaron says, I assure you he was not. Our Jeremy writes, I can't wait until he shows up here and all he says is thanks for the attention. And I wrote, I'm here now. Mike wrote, meh, or Mike Wright wrote, meh, never cared for him, always thought he was an egotistical jackass, okay? And I responded to Aaron's post, and I said, Aaron, I see you haven't listened in a while. I gave up on Catholicism a long time ago. No worries, it's all good. Thanks for the help, and thanks for helping me promote the show. He does not respond. Another guy responds. Nate says, yeah, maybe instead of your typical 10 to 30 views, your quote-unquote show will hit that big three-digit mark. I'm actually surprised you were able to fall that far from popularity the last 10 years. But looking at your YouTube, I realize you have nothing to offer. I said, 30 is more than normal. What can I say? Nate says, maybe try. So he thinks I'm like really worried about this. He writes, maybe try saying something else. You have been giving mouth to mouth to a corpse man for too long, dude. And I wrote, yeah, I'm doing it all wrong. Thanks for the pro tip, friend. I always roll with these. You can't like attack back. You got to let them do the talking. So I do. Nate says, just post a video of your cat. You'll get more traction. I said, will do. I'm lucky to have your support. Thank you for supporting my page here. Implying that this is my page. He doesn't get it. I always try and watch the opening act, he says, and then I wrote my man. Nicole wrote, Zane is a bitter piece of shit. Pathetic that he needs to use FBHW as material. I haven't listened to him in years, but he sounds different. Almost like he's drunk. So I'm like, all right. I wrote, I am totally drunk, stone too. Then I took a close-up of her face, and I said, speaking of old LOL, she said, good one. As I said, you're a bitter piece of shit. I don't think that's bitter. I thought that was a good joke. Chris jumps in and says, you're the one who sounds bitter, you POS. So then I should say this. Don't make fun of the cute ones. Yeah, this chick looks like fuck. She's one of these. I get so much entertainment out of people have talked about it before, but it's in my playbook. All I need to do is see how fucked up these people look. And you can also learn a lot about a person from their profile pics. I am not lying. If you are a person that does like Nicole here, watch. This is a pic that she took on March 11th. And all, you see this arrow here? That allows you to thumb through all of the pics. And look at these people. Jenny says, so pretty. Ann says, my pretty, always special to me. Pamela says, you haven't changed. She hasn't changed. Fuck, she's been like this her whole life. And then look, you just hit this arrow here. Watch. Boom, 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 boom. This is what these narcissistic, ugly people do. They take one picture of themselves and they post it. Boom, 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 boom. That tells you she's fucking retarded. I don't know who this is. Maybe it's her daughter. And then all she does is takes these gross pictures of herself. She's disgusting. We're going back now 5 years. This is all she... And then she takes ugly pictures of her and her fucking cat. Wow. Red flag. If you are like have a chick who thinks you can see where she really started to age right here. 2019, she looked reasonably young. And then right after that, she's still reasonably young, and then life starts getting hard right here. See all these blotches on her fucking face? That's rosacea. That's what happens when you get old. 2020 happened, and now she's falling apart. God, what a monster. Ugh. That's a red flag. If all she can post is pictures of herself and her cat, you don't want any part of that. You know, that's a bad deal right there. Runner girl Amy says those pics are with filters too. Megan says she might have hit 44. I talked about that just yesterday. There are two key ages, 44 and 60. When you hit those ages, there's a big jump in wear and tear on your body. You start to look more fucked up. Donut Dan says, what the fuck? Who takes pics and posts them of themselves with nothing of context with them? Can you say boring life and super alone? Exactly. Ugh. Badger says, red light, red flag. All her smiles are covering the chiclets. Yeah, if she showed her teeth, they'd be all jagged and look like she like chews on glass. Megan says, I'm going to enjoy 42 and 43, and then I'll be a disaster. Oh, yeah. It's coming. We all start to look fucked up. All right. At some point in time, none of us are going to be attractive when we're elderly. It's time to wrap your mind around that. So 44 was a big, you know, point in time where you started to look like shit really bad. If you were to go back and do the math on your Facebook photos, you could probably determine that. All right. Now, I'm not quite done with this. There's more to this, but I wanted to post on that ugly bitch and then move on with more of the comments. So again, they did this to me. I didn't bring it up. I was minding my own business. John writes, two people liked his podcast. That tells you something. He is desperate for viewers. Folks don't care what he says. And I said, yeah, it's like they listen or watch somewhere else. Mike adds, half of your stuff is about FBHW. Move on and get some original content, LMAO. After I said, it's like they listen somewhere else. Weird. John said, right, you keep telling yourself that. When Mike told me to move on, I responded with, look, I don't tell you which kids to stalk. Mind your own beeswax. Mike also says, keep being a miserable, hateful loser who rides the coattails of a show you haven't been a part of for a fucking decade. I don't give a fuck. Emoji. I love that when they tag me, my logo shows up there. It's fucking great. Chris is, he's white knighting me. I appreciate that. Oh my God, you're a pedo. Get lost, creeper. Cindy says he's a washed up has-been looking for attention. I went to Cindy's profile and she has this. I screenshotted it and posted it. Right under her comment where it says, be good to people, you will be remembered more for your kindness than any level of success you could possibly attain, which I thought was fun. Easy weighs in with, I'd just like to point out here that I don't have to lift one finger to get amazing promotion from this group. I'm over here in my fear bunker minding my own business, and all of this starts, and I did nothing to make it happen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Bob and PA weighs in. Now I understand why listeners are called idiots. You just can't help yourselves and keep posting about EZ's thriving off your attention here. Even Wombat Pat, who's blind, could see it and tried explaining it to you guys, but you're just too dense. I added, it's remarkable. I'm forever indebted. Pat Phipps writes this, and I don't recognize the name. Pat wrote, why do fanboy listeners feel the need to always defend FBHW? You know they're not your friends, right? And Freebird and Hot Wings makes fun of people all the time, including kids. I've been listening to EZ lately. This interested me right here. And it's entertaining. I haven't heard him say one thing about FBHW that's not directly on point. Thank you, Pat. And to be fair, I'm not talking about FBHW here. I'm talking about these morons who attack me for no reason and think that they're doing the Lord's work and all they're doing is helping me. I'm very excited that Pat weighed in. I'm hopeful that he's hearing these words that I'm saying right now. Because when you deal with people the way I do on the one-on-one level, in a lot of cases, I get audience members one at a time. That matters to me in a big way. I'm not. I haven't lost to that. I've embraced that philosophy. The idea that Chris D suggested to me many, many moons ago about brick by brick. That's all you can do is build this show brick by brick. I can't even say it. Sound like I'm drunk. And I included that in my response. I wrote, "Truth, Pat. Thank you. And thanks for this page for tipping Pat off about your old pal EZ. Brick by brick." Wes says, "Man, I love Zane back in the day, but the fact that he's riding FBHW's cocks harder than a gay boy fest just to stay relevant is really sad." Chris says he's riding their cocks. Spends a small fraction of the week on FBHW stuff. It's way more entertaining than listening to Greg get mad at his coworkers because he's a fucking man-child. Steve writes, "I never listened to Zane, not even on the FBHW show, as I moved here in 2020. But all of these hate threads have intrigued me. He's got to be doing something right for y'all to hate him so much and give him all this free publicity." Let me respond to that live in real time. Thanks so much. Check out my show. I'll be talking about your entry on this thread. In particular, brick by brick. See, I don't get mad at people when they attack me. It's excellent. Jeremy wrote, "Why are we still talking about this? Let's move on with our lives." That's not Jeremy who's lost 120 pounds, another Jeremy. I'll respond to that later. I'm going to do that. I'm going to keep reading. Adam says, "All have flaws. You can listen to both and come away with your own opinion. I listen to FBHW and Eric Zane to get both sides." Thank you, Adam. I appreciate that. Chris, a little bit more direct. He writes, "Hey, dumb dick," or "Hey, dumble dick, are you really this dense? Eric hasn't changed any. But you are a stupid fuck. Easy, thanks you for the attention. Keep it coming, moron." That's an aggressive response from Chris. It almost sounds like he's frustrated there. At the end of the day, I don't need any help promoting my show. But I get it. And I'm thankful for it. I mean, I'm doing just fine without it. But this is icing on the cake for me. The only people who have terrible things to say about me and what I do here are just people who are blinded by the brainwashing of the Freebird and Hotwing show, and they don't like that I call them out or make fun of them. That's why they say hateful things towards me. It's not because I do a bad show. I mean, you have to listen to me for 5 or 10 minutes and realize that this is anything but boring. I enjoy the subject matter. I enjoy the talking. He obviously knows what the fuck he's doing if he's able to talk for 2+ hours on a given day with a handful of notes and bits of material to talk about. So obviously it does work. I'm solvent and I can pay for a goddamn bus that I don't use. So the only people who say negative things about me or say terrible things about me are people who are mad because I'm blasting that show on a regular basis when we do shows like Who Are These Freebeers? Which, by the way, Thursday is tomorrow, obviously, and we'll be doing show number 64 of Who Are These Freebeers? And, oh, I cannot wait to unpack what I have for my clips. I don't know what Ben Glaze's clips will be like, but I know that I have a full breakdown of another moment that happens with a degree of regularity where the show gets naughty and downright dirty with these double entendre moments. And I can't say that We never did them in the past, but for some reason, they just really lay flat the way they do it now. And like, there was a moment in the most recent episode last week of Who Are These Free Beers, where Ben Glaze played it, and they were focusing on one of those devices, a weed eater or a weed whacker. And that led to all these double entendre moments where they're talking about whacking. And so they're saying one thing, but they're being naughty. So they might be meaning another. And they're like, yeah, you don't want to be caught whacking it alone. And they're like, these little sniggers happening. And yes, I said the N-word with an S at the beginning of it. I should have probably said Snickers. That's kind of troublesome, frankly. Anyway, they're snickering away at using the word whacking. And that is captured again in my clips for Who Are These Free Beers? Another crazy-ass double entendre joke fest. And they laid down 8 in a row double entendres. These horrible jokes. And they were having such a goddamn good time doing it. And I cannot wait to catalog it for you. Jeremy says, easy, you're a vibe rater. Rate the vibe of the whacking segment. I think you're referencing something they did on Facebook because you sent that to me. I'm not much into rating vibes because I don't know what that means. I'm a 55-year-old man, so I'm not into rating vibes. You can tell a person who wants to be young is in charge of the social media over there. I don't rate vibes. I'm not one that gloms onto certain bits of lingo. That's why I don't say energy like our pal Free Beer. All right, so that concludes my little preview and all of the segment 18 page. I am so thankful for them. I just woke up and saw it. It's all I did. Saw it and weighed in on the commentary. Matt says, that show is dumb. Read more articles from Teen Girl and play more pointless games. Rebecca says, easy, you also value your listeners and encourage interaction. Thank you. That's a point of pride. Yeah, we went a little long today on the show. I'm going to finish up with 4 amazing partners who support me, and I would like you to support them, and then I'll finish with the asshole of the day. If you have a suggestion for the asshole of the day, by all means, leave it in the chat. Okay. King's Room Barbershop just signed for another quarter of marketing on the show, and I appreciate them so much. If you need a haircut, guys or chicks who like short hair, you have 3 locations: Northland Drive, Caledonia, and at 821 36th Street. Their website is kingsroom.net. You can go there for schedules, exact locations, and whatnot. A haircut will set you back $21 plus tip. King's Room Barbershop, online at kingsroom.net. Okay, you know, you go to your other place you go to. I'm asking you to try King's Room Barbershop. Guys or chicks who like short hair, maybe you need some color. Maybe you need some beard care. The band Pop Evil gets their hair cut and styled at King's Room Barbershop, and you should too. And I do, except for the last haircut, because it was too damn long, so I did it myself, and now I'm paying for it. Kingsroom.net. Adam Kasari is the realtor of choice on the show. 616-914-4061. I'm not saying you hire him sight unseen to help you buy a home or sell yours, but give him a shot. Talk to him. See what he has to say. Maybe he fits what you're trying to do when it comes to buying a home or selling yours. 616-914-4061. I just got confirmation that we are doing a paintball war at TC Paintball coming up on Saturday, September 6th. I'll be posting an event on Facebook. You can respond with an RSVP there. If you want to book an event for you or your group, maybe some workplace team building, the kids want to do something fun, neighborhood kids want to hang out, organize a paintball event at TC Paintball in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Find them online at tcpaintballgr.com. What I love the most about TC Paintball is you just walk in off the street. Hopefully you've got some clothes. You don't mind getting a little bit dirty with paint on them. An old pair of sneakers, that's all you need. If you want, you can upgrade with maybe some body armor. Some folks don't like taking some of those paintball shots. Or maybe it's a pair of coveralls if you want. It's up to you. You can upgrade your weaponry if you like. You can buy guns there. And how it works at TC is for your party, you fill out the waiver, you pay them one fee, you get the paint, you get the gun, you get the mask, you get the fun, you get the field time, all there for you. You run out of paint, buy some more. I like going heavy on the shots. You fill up your hopper, and then you just lay waste. Oh, my God, just shoot the shit out of everything. Then go get more paint. Have fun at TC Paintball. Finally today, Frank Fuss is a terrific sponsor for folks who need health insurance. If your employer offers your insurance and you're like, God damn it, this is too expensive for me, because not everybody has the luxury of the boss paying for the insurance policy. They usually make you pay for some of it. If it's more than 9.75% of what you earn, you can get better insurance for less on healthcare.gov or Obamacare. It's known as several things. It's known as healthcare.gov. It's known as Obamacare. It's known as the marketplace. You're like, how the fuck do I do that? Well, you don't have to lift a finger other than reaching out to Frank Fuss. He'll do it all for you, and he won't charge you. How is that easy? He gets paid by insurance companies. Go to buyinsurancehere.com and fill out the form. Buyinsurancehere.com. Or if you are in between jobs and you need health care, or your boss doesn't offer health insurance, or you're self-employed. That's who benefits. Let's see. Asshole of the day, Cheetos and Faygo for being unhealthy. Bob says, people upset that they won't be able to get Cheetos and Faygo on Snap. Stevie says, wait, what? I went to lunch and came back and you're still on? Yeah, we kind of like on a roll today. Extending the show, I guess. My prostate gland gets a nomination. Hamburger Helper gets a nomination. In a lot of ways, this is the asshole of the day and not the asshole of the day. Segment 18 is asshole of the day because they pick on your old pal EZ, but they're also the hero of the day because they pick on your old pal EZ. Thank you for the kind words today. I appreciate the comments saying, hey, this was such a fun show. Thank you. I appreciate that. I try to make them all like this. Hopefully, they are, at least for some portion of them. I try to make every single show as enjoyable as the previous one. Thank you for being here to support it. And that's it. I'll be on Patreon a little later on, patreon.com/Eric Zane. If you really want to help, sign up for my Patreon. You can sign up for 7 days free. I offer that to you. 7 days free on Patreon at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Until next time, folks, have a good one, and bye-bye.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.